This interview for the Chinese Jamaican Oral History Project is being recorded on April 21st, 2019. The subject is Suzanne Kong, and the interviewer is Daniel Clarkson Fisher. Sue, can you tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in Kingston, Jamaica. I moved to Canada in 1977, March of 1977.
Do you have many memories of Jamaica and Kingston?
Not many, because I was really young. Just a few things that I can recall, but most of them come from my parents.
And can you tell us about your parents? What are their names?
Ricky Kong is my father. Teresa Kong is my mother.
And can you tell us a little bit about their family background?
So my dad grew up in Hong Kong, and my mom was born in Jamaica and grew up there.
Do you know how they met?
I believe it was from both my grandparents' side. Both grandparents, sets of grandparents, introduced them.
And can you tell us about your grandparents?
So my dad's parents, John and Anne Kong, and my mom's parents, Ines and Leslie Liu, they lived in Jamaica. My mom's grandparents lived in Jamaica, and my dad's parents lived in Hong Kong. They were, all of them were very loving. We saw them quite often. We saw them when we could. And as families, we grew up pretty close. Yeah. So my dad and mom, they worked together and manufactured men's and women's belts in Canada. Prior to that, actually, they made leather products like sandals in Jamaica. But in Canada, they worked on the business, and we, as my siblings and I, helped out with the production of belts, which later moved on to baby accessories. So we all took part. My parents worked really hard and instilled that in us, and we learned to just contribute to the family.
And can you tell us about your siblings?
I have an older sister, Catherine, my younger sister is Elizabeth, and my brother is Ricky Kong. Currently, I have one niece, Elizabeth Rossi, and that's my sister, my oldest sister's daughter.
Thank you. And can you tell me a little bit about the family background? I know you and I spoke earlier, and you mentioned being raised Catholic. Were you seriously practicing Catholics, or just on the holidays? And
not particularly. I would go to church, you know, once in a while. But yeah. Thank
you. And were your parents involved in any community organizations or associations, either, you know, kind of Chinese Jamaican or Chinese Caribbean groups, or even professional organizations or anything like that?
Earlier on, I remember attending Chinese Jamaican events, but that's about it.
Holiday events or just?
I remember picnics. Okay. I remember summertime and going out and spending it out in the parks.
What were you taught or told about the Chinese Jamaican community growing up, if anything?
The food. The food is a big part. But a lot about our family. You know, they worked really hard in Jamaica, and the businesses that they had here. But a lot of it was about family and the culture.
Can I dwell on food for a moment? Because sure. You're a wonderful cook. And so I imagine that there must be some things that stand out about food in the community to you as someone who really cares about food and food preparation.
Thank you. Yes, my mom is an amazing cook. She would make anything you can think of that's Jamaican. So that was something that, you know, as family, we get together, and that brought us together. It was always around food. In understanding and learning about what was traditional, you know, in terms of Jamaican cuisine, I found that really interesting, but it was something that we grew up with.
What are your favorite dishes?
Oh, my mom makes amazing jerk chicken, jerk pork, ackee and saltfish. Pretty much anything she touches is really good. But those are my favorites.
Let me check here. Can you talk about growing up? Were the family's economic conditions comfortable or difficult? And
no, they were comfortable. Yeah. Parents work really hard to raise four children. They put in a lot of hours, but they were good. Mm-hmm. They were good.
Is the house we're in now the house you grew up in?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Did it change a lot, or did it? Do you always remember it kind of looking quite a lot like it does now? Or
well, we went through recent renovations, so it looks a little different, but it is pretty much the same, just a little quieter because we've all moved out. But we have a lot of great memories in this house.
What was school like for you? Did you enjoy it? Did you have favorite subjects, things you were very good at, or?
I did enjoy school. I was really quiet, actually. Didn't really say much in my elementary school years. And then through high school, you know, I had a lot of great friends growing up. Diverse personalities. So I really have a good set of friends, especially from high school, which I am. We're still friends today. In terms of subjects, I really enjoyed math, which is strange because I don't really do much with math right now, but I did enjoy math.
Yeah. And one of our other narrators in this first group of interviews is Steph. When you became friends with Steph, was connecting around to the Chinese Jamaican community something you ever talked about with her, or was that was more kind of about what you were doing in school and?
No, we talked about it, talked about our families, talked about the culture. And it was nice to have Steph as a friend and who was also Chinese Jamaican. I think she's the closest Chinese Jamaican friend I have. So it was nice to be able to talk to her about similarities within our families and differences too.
Yeah. Would you be willing to talk about any of those or things that you both observed that were similar or different?
Just growing up with, what our families were like, you know, and just comparing stories. Food was one thing as well. But just, you know, different events that are happening as well. You know, she would keep me posted on those things. But just different, I guess, who knows who. Because the community is really small. And, you know, I guess our grandparents, you know, things that they've taught us. Things that, our parents, the language, Hakka, we have similar words. Sometimes we see things a little differently, but they're similar and the same at the same time.
Thank you. When your family immigrated to Canada, do you remember that very well? I mean, I know you said you're kind of memories of Jamaica were limited, but do you have anything you remember about that experience or things that you talk about in your family about that experience of coming here?
Not much. I'm really young, so not particularly.
Okay, gotcha. So could you sort of walk me from school days to kind of your life now and your career now and kind of talk a little bit about your life and maybe give us some highlights or some defining characteristics of what it is to be Sue?
From my school life, as I mentioned earlier, I was really quiet growing up and going through elementary school and even high school, I would say. I attended Ryerson. Mm-hmm.
And what was your major?
It was information technology management. And from there, I had gotten ill. Mm-hmm. Went through an illness called anti-NMDA receptor encephalitis. So I was actually not able to attend school for a bit and work. But from that experience, it's interesting how I've noticed that I'm a lot more vocal, a lot more social than I used to be. And I embrace people after having gone through an illness, embrace life a little bit more and the people around me. So even today, I like to bring people together, hosting events, but keeping those connections, family and friends, because those are the people that, you know, when you're at your worst, they were there. Not that I doubted it, I knew they would be there, but it's touching to see that those relationships, you know, are strong and they really mean a lot to me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the characteristics of this kind of encephalitis for people who don't, maybe aren't familiar with, I mean, can you tell us about what it was to be ill with this?
Well, it's basically an autoimmune disease that attacks the brain. So at the time I was not myself. I had personality changes. And earlier on, I don't remember all the symptoms of my family. They're the ones that filled me in on what was going on. So I wasn't myself. Headaches, hallucinations. I ran away from the hospital a few times, you know. So these symptoms, they come in various. Someone who has it can present differently. Some symptoms are the same. But for myself, because I was the first reported case in Canada, nobody really knew what was wrong. So I was really sick, and I was in a coma. I had to learn how to walk again. And I was lucky. I was lucky that I had the right doctors there at the right time to get me through it. But there's a lot more awareness now. Now that the disease was discovered, mm-hmm. Just in 2007. So that's great.
Thank you. And you've been, since recovering, you've been very involved in helping to raise awareness about it as well. And, you know, I remember seeing you on the live stream for TIFF when there was a film about, based on someone's memoir who also suffered from this, and you were on stage with the cast and crew.
Yes, so that was a great experience, is to be surrounded by other caregivers and survivors. That was probably the first time I was in a group as big as that. And it was important because it was something that was coming out in a film and would bring more awareness. And there's a lot that's being done to bring awareness to the illness. So I was able to attend one of the fundraisers and just give my story in Ottawa a couple of years ago. One thing I'm looking forward to is being able to bring other survivors and caregivers together. I think that support still needs to be there. So I'm hoping to do some more of that soon.
Moving on from that, can you talk a little bit about the work that you do now and how you ended up in your current position and sort of career trajectory?
I'm in IT currently. I've always been in IT. How I got here, I'm not quite sure. I think one thing that I do enjoy in my role is I'm the liaison between the business. Mm-hmm. And technical, and I do enjoy speaking with people and the relationship management and relationship building. That's something that I enjoy doing, and I think that my job allows me to do that.
Thank you. Can you describe your kind of involvement with the community today? Do you go to many community events or stay in touch with many people beyond your family? And
I actually don't, but it has come to my mind to attend these events again, and you know, hopefully with my parents or other family members. I think it would be a fun thing to do and maybe reconnect with some people.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that feels important to share about your life or your thoughts about the community? And And as I mentioned, when we had the microphone off, you're incredibly polite, and so this is your opportunity to dive right in with anything you want to share that I haven't had a question for.
I just think it's really special to be a part, to be Chinese Jamaican, to be a part of a community, you know, where we are, you know, we're the same but unique. You know, we have great people, great food.
What does being Chinese Jamaican mean to you?
Well, in my family, because I grew up with a father who was raised in Hong Kong, and I have family from that side. And then on my mom's side, it's the Chinese Jamaican side. There are differences, but special differences in their own way. But it just highlights that it doesn't matter where you're from, you know, everybody can bring something special. And on the Chinese Jamaican side, I was exposed to, as I mentioned earlier, great food, a lot of laughter. Chinese Jamaicans know how to have fun. So I identify that with that because, you know, spending time with my grandparents, cousins, aunts and uncles on the Chinese Jamaican side, you know, has opened up my eyes to, you know, the hard work, how things were different in Jamaica. I think one thing that was ingrained a lot too was just family.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sue.